No, I did not read the wrong gospel today. It's not Lent, it's not Good Friday, but we do have this crucifixion story here from Luke. And the famous story, well-known story of the two thieves crucified with our Lord Jesus Christ. And how one joins in the mocking of our Lord, and the other tells him, "No, you idiot, don't you understand? We deserve to be here. He didn't do anything. Please, Lord, remember me." And he says, "I will. Today you'll be with me in paradise." For Christ inherits a kingdom. And that's what today is about. Christ the King Sunday. Christ the Ruler Sunday. We speak of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. That is Christ's kingdom. And ultimately, everything will be put into subjection under the Christ. We pray for that, that that time will happen. When things on earth do happen as they do in heaven, that God's will be followed here. And in the meantime, we work towards that. The coming of the kingdom of God is not a passive act. It's not something that's going to happen to us. It is something that we work towards bringing into existence. For we are the body of Christ. It is through us that Christ works. We are the physical manifestation of Christ in the world today, his church. If we don't do it, who is? It's not going to just happen. It has to be brought about. We have to work towards it. We work towards a kingdom where everyone is treated justly, fairly, with respect. The Lord knows we haven't reached there yet. But we should work on it. Each one of us doing our part to further that idea. That no matter what the world tells us, I am going to love my neighbor as myself. I am going to respect the other. I am going to see the God that is in each of us. Because we are created in the image of God. Each one of us, God knows the number of hairs on our head. God cares. How can we do any less? As we work towards the kingdom of God, how can we do any less than to follow the example of Christ? The one who, hanging on the cross, asked for forgiveness for the people who killed him. That's far beyond most of our abilities, I would say. It's not easy for us to forgive. We can hardly forgive small slights. And yet Christ forgave the people who killed him as he was dying. Oh, but that's Jesus. He's special. True, but no, that doesn't let you off the hook. We are called to be like Christ, to have that same attitude. Not always seeking retribution, not always trying to get even. Revenge is not part of our vocabulary. Forgiveness is. But the world will tell you, look out for yourself. You can't trust people. Do what you have to do to keep yourself safe. But our Lord tells us to love one another. It is indeed countercultural. It is against what so many people will tell you. But it is what we're called to do and to be Christ in the world. And Christ didn't come down off the cross with an Uzi and shoot up all the Romans. This is neat an action picture that I might make. He went through with it. He suffered death for our sake. Because death is not the worst thing in the world. Because Christ conquered death. And yes, when our loved ones die, we grieve. We are sad. We are sorrowful. We won't see them for a while. But we hold on to that hope that we're given through Christ our Lord, that death is not the end. That Christ triumphed over death, that he rose from the grave and ascended into heaven and invites us to be part of that, to share in that kingdom. And not just as some metaphysical, ethereal event, for Christ also taught us that the kingdom is right here within us, right now. That in every person where Christ dwells in their heart are part of the kingdom. Work towards that kingdom. See Christ as king. Rulers of earth rise and fall, kingdoms turn to dust, empires crumble, and yet the kingdom of God endures forever. And we are assured through Christ that we have been adopted as children, as heirs of that kingdom. that no matter what happens in the world around us, that we are assured of eternal life, dwelling in the glory of God through Christ our Lord. So no matter what happens, we can get up each day and face what the world may have, because nothing in the world can triumph over God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And we hold on to that idea. We hold on to that fact, to that truth, that no matter what else happens, God is with us. He can never forsake us. He has promised to be with us to the end of the age. And when that time comes, we inherit the eternal kingdom that we've been working so hard to achieve. And yet, sometimes the setbacks seem so awful, so dire. We despair. How can the world ever get any better? But it does. It really does. Some people ask me, don't you think the world is in awful shape? Well, it's not as good as it could be, but it's not terrible, and it's better than it has been. I'm very optimistic about the way the world works. The message of Christ, the idea of supporting one another, is spreading, as much as it may seem it's not. The idea that we strive towards a peaceable kingdom, a kingdom ruled by the love of Christ, it is happening. We look to that. We hold to that hope, to that joy, to that vision of eternal life with Christ in a kingdom that we have helped to make because we are heirs of that kingdom. And if that won't get you out of bed in the morning, nothing will. Because we are promised this through Christ our Lord, that he will never forsake us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.